So before we go weiter, just returning to the previous Mishnah for 1 second. The Mishnah said, Hahalol v'hasimcha shmoyna. There's a mitzvah to say halol, all 7 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres. Additionally, simcha shmoyna. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha all 7 days of Sukkot, and there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Shmini Atzeres. I saw Reb Dovid Mandelbaum in his Daf al Daf. So he brings that Reb Yashiv set a psak that on Sukkot and on Pesach, every single day of Yontif, even on Chol Hamoed, a person has to drink wine. And he said it's a Pashta Cheshb. He says, because the Gemara says, in Mesachtes Psachim, Dav Kuf Tes Amid Aleph, that Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, Ein Simcha Ela Bebas HaShlabim. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Ein Simcha Ela Beyayim. So said Rebbe Yashiv, the Mishnah says, a halal v'asimcha shmoyna. We just learned the Mishnah. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha shmoyna every single day of Yontif. Shmoyna means l'rabbis even chol hamoed. Not just leil Yontif v'achrin shel chag, but the 7 days of Sukkot as well. That means all 7 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. Ain't simcha elo b'yayin, which means that you would have to have wine. So Rebbe Yashiv paskin, that a person has to drink wine every single day of Yontif, even Chol Hamoed, to be mekayim this mitzvah of Ahalol v'asimcha shmoyna, the mitzvah of v'samachta v'chagecha, which is mefurish, is not only on Yontif, but it's true on Chol Hamoed as well. So he brings that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Yashiv Zaydin, wrote a letter to Ishver. So this is the letter. Quotations. Shamati b'shem mori v'chom yishlipa. Sh'yeh chiyav lishtais reviyas yayim b'chol hamoed kol yoyim. That there's a chiyav to drink wine every single day on chol hamoed. V'kashali, I have a question. Erev in daf mem amud ve'ez mevor. Debi mei chol hamoed, ein l'roi v'anoshem yayim. Most people don't have wine on chol hamoed. K'mech akosav rashi shom dibra maskel m'kamokat. V'chein, b'sukka daf mem zayin amud ve'ez. In yesterday's daf. K'mech akosav rashi shom dibra maskel m'kamokat. I have a raya from a Rashi in Erev and Daf Mem Amadez and a Rashi in Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin Amadez that people did not have wine, Chol Hamoed. It's for Ritzoini Leida. So, Reb Chaim, the Gadol Hador Shlita, wrote to his Shver, he said, Ritzoini Leida, Mori V'chami, in Be'emes Hoyra Kein, Mori V'chami Shlita. Is this true that you issued this psak? Now, what are these two Rashis that Reb Chaim is referring to? Again, this was yesterday's daf. The Gemara over there was discussing that if a person didn't make a Shechayonu on the first day of Sukkot, so you can make a Shechayonu the entire Sukkot. You can even make a Shechayonu on Chol Hamoed. Of course, you only make the Shechayonu once. Ideally, you make it the first day, but if you didn't make it the first day, then you have the whole Chol Hamoed to be able to make your Shechayonu. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, you're going to make a Shechayonu the whole Chol Hamoed? How's that possible? You don't have wine. Mikol makim kais be'inon. Leimim misayeh le'der Rav Nachman. Maybe this right Rav Nachman. Don't Rav Nachman. Zatman oimri afilu b'shok. That you don't need a kais in order to make shachayon. Di amrit binan kais. Kais kol yoyma mi'ika. Does a person have a kais kol yoyma? Who has a kais kol yoyma? And Rashi says clearly. Listen to Rashi's lashon. Ve'ein yayim matzui l'chol adam b'chol amayit. Nobody has wine on chol amayit. Or some people do. And everybody does. So how are you going to make the shachayon on chol amayit? Again, the Gemara was discussing making the Shechayonu during Chol Hamoed. And the Gemara had a problem with it. The Gemara's instinctive reaction was, what happened to wine? You need wine to make. Oh, this is a right Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman knows you don't need wine. Now, who said you don't have wine? Because the ain yayim matzui l'chol adam b'chol shamoed. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky asks, Rav Yashiv, he says, if you're going to tell me how about simcha shmoina, and hey, mekayim simcha, ain't simcha el b'yayim. So of course you have wine. Everybody has wine. Because you need it to be mekayim your mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. A bomb kasha from a Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem and a Gemara in yesterday's Daf, a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin Amabes. So Rabbi Yashiv wrote back to Rabbi Chaim. He said, I hear the dick. He said, but the Gemara that was discussing making the Shechayonu during Chol Hamoed was being mefarish a braisa. The Braisa mentioned the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the Purim, the Elam, and the Kfasim, all the different karbanas that were brought on Sukkot, were they ma'ak of each other, or were they not ma'ak of each other? And in the context of that machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda said that Shmini Atzeres is different than the 7 days of Sukkot, and he said they're different in several ways. Number one, karban. Number two, shir. Number three, bracha. And number four, lina. The karbonis of Sukkot is different than the carbon that was brought on Shmini Atzeres. The shira that the Levim used to sing on Sukkot was different than the shira that they used to sing on Shmini Atzeres. The bracha, which the Gemara understood means Shechayanu, was different as well. You make a Shechayanu on Shmini Atzeres. And Lina, there was a mitzvah of Lina, Ufanisa Baboiker, with the Halachta Loyalecha on Sukkot, and you had the same exact mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres. But said Rabbi Yashiv, three of the four things that were mentioned in this braisa were things that were only noig Bizban Shebe Samikdash Ayakayim. Balacha Churban Be Samikdash, once there's no Be Samikdash anymore, there's no carbon, there's no Shira, and there's no Lina. Bal Karcha, he said, this braisa was discussing Bizban Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. Bizban Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, people didn't have to have wine on Chol HaMoed. Because Bizban Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim ain't Simcha Ela Bebasa Shlomim. So he said, it's true today, Ahalavah Simcha Shmoyna means B'yayin. Aye, the Gemara says that there was no wine on Chol HaMoed. That was Bizban Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. And look at the context with even Farish of Bryce that it talks about the carbon and the shira, and it talks about lina. These are all things that were only noyeg bisman shavei samikdash ayakayim. And bisman shavei samikdash ayakayim and a chinami, they didn't have to have wine. Then it was vein yayim matzu l'chaladam mechayle shalmayim. And therefore, the Gemara had a problem with the shechayanu. What happened to the wine? Oh, maybe there's a right. Rav Nachman, you don't need wine for shechayanu. Oh, but Rabbi Yashin said that if this was taking place bisman hazeh, every yid would have wine because he has a chiv to have wine. Because the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, which according to some Rishayim of his man, as even Dairaisa, so of course you would have to have wine. So Rabbi Yashiv said, I know these two Rashis, oh, but does Hotnish with my Psach, that was Bizman Shemesh Mikdash HaYakayim. The Mice Rabbi Chaim wrote back to Rabbi Yashiv, he said it's not Mashma that way, because even though it's true, Rabbi Yehuda's Braisa was discussing things that were also Negeya Bizman Shemesh Mikdash HaYakayim, but Zman is not something that's miyuchid to Bizman Shemeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, and it sounds like the Amiran, we're talking Beinenu, that it's not so shchiach for people to have wine. Al Koponim, this was the machloikis between Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, whether a person has an obligation to drink wine every single day of Chol HaMoed, that's Rabbi Yashiv's psak. Rabbi Chaim held, no, and he had a raya from a Rashi in Erev and Dafmem, and a raya from a Rashi in Masech Tesukah, Dafmem Zayin Amibith. Incidentally, the Rambam, when he brings the halacha of Bizman Hazeh, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, he adds one word, a word that we're all familiar with, and that is Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin. And the truth is, the Rambam added that word by himself. It's not Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin, but rather it's Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. The Beis Yosef, in fact, is Matmiya, and he says he doesn't know where the Rambam got Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar V'Yayin from. And in fact, the Beis Yosef, L'shitasim, Mechaber, and Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this halacha, even though he almost always quotes the Lashon HaRambam, but over here he doesn't quote the Lashon HaRambam. Over here he simply says, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. And I heard from our in-house wine moicher, Reb Yontif Gross, who said that maybe the Pshat in the Rambam is not so much Yontif has a day when it comes to this. Not so much that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Simcha is Bebasa. The mitzvah of Simcha is Beyayin. But Yontif claims that the wine tastes differently when you drink the wine with a gittishtik flesh. So it's not so much Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar and Ein Simcha Ela Beyayin. Ein Simcha Ela Beyayin. But the Rambam was saying was that if a person wants to fully appreciate the Yayin, it's Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar Beyayin. The Basa facilitates the time of the Yayin, and like this you're able to feel the full effect of the Yayin. If somebody wants to hear more about the Vard, you can go to the Wine Valley, which is on 41st Street at 13th Avenue.